And welcome back to Irish Stadium for game two of our doubleheader today between Piers and Maple Lake. Piers winning the opener 8-4. And now they'll be the home team here in game number two. And Aaron Weber will be today's starting pitcher here in game two. Weber, after Cody Meyer wins game one. Pitching today for Maple Lake in their second game will be Tony Gels. So it's Weber against Gels, the pitching matchup in game two. And the batting order is pretty much the same for Maple Lake. Few changes for the Pioneers, leading off as the visitors now for Maple Lake. Shortstop Dusty Strub, then the second baseman McCray Haney. Batting third will be right fielder Cal Rademski. Nick Preisinger, game one pitcher, moves over to first base and bats fourth. Catcher Jack Siebert again hits fifth, followed by third baseman Nate Moss. Batting seventh, Hunter Malachek in left. The DH is Tim Vogel. And batting ninth is the pitcher, Tony Gels. Same batting order, the only switch pitcher for first baseman. And here's Aaron Weber. The corner outfielders for the Pioneers have switched defensively as Weber's first pitch fastball, swing and a miss, 0-1, and game two is underway. Colton Eichens now is playing left, and Nick Harold is at the right field spot. Here's the 0-1, low, 1-1. Cody Meyer at second base now for Weber. Matt Kummet catching, Teddy Daler at first, Meyer at second, Lane Gertz and Matt Taugis at short and third. And Eichens, Bozer, Harold, left to right. Popped up, and it's going to drift out of play. 1-2 to Dusty Strub. Piers taking game one, 8-4. Handing the Irish their first loss of the year, overall and conference-wise. They're now 4-1 overall and 2-1 in the conference as Weber misses high, 2-2. On deck, Haney and then Rademski. Irish are the visitors here in this second game. The 2-2 fastball sawed him off, and it's rolled to Taugis across the diamond to Daler, one out. He got jammed, and a slow roller to third begins the ball game. One down, and it brings up the second baseman, McCray Haney. Haney with a couple of hits in game one. Stole the base and scored a run. He was 2-for-4. Both teams had 8 hits in game one. Left-handed hitting second baseman Haney to face Weber. Weber starts him off above the letters for ball one. 360 to center, 330 to right, 325 to left here at Irish Stadium. There's a good fastball from Aaron Weber. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch from the junior right-hander. Popped him up towards third. Taugis in fair territory. Settles underneath. Has it. And a couple of balls put in play to Matt Taugis at third. One on the ground and now one in the air. And there are two outs. And it brings up Irish right fielder Cal Rademski. So Rademski, he had a nice game one. Couple of hits, including an RBI double. He walked and scored a run. First pitch, did he check? Yes, he did. It's ball one. First baseman Nick Preisinger now on deck. Two down, bases empty, top of the first here in game two. Here's the Weber 1-0. Low, two balls, no strikes. Pioneers with that win in game one improved to 5-2 on the season, and they go overall in the conference to 4-0. Here's the wind and the pitch. 2-0 fastball turns him away. It's 3-0 to Rademski. Two outs here in the top of the first. Pioneers will get their batting order. It's a little bit different this go-round. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Weber walked him on four, up and in. Rademski, a two-out walk here in the first, and it brings up the first baseman, Nick Preisinger. Preisinger. 0-for-3, a walk in game one for Preisinger. He took the loss going the distance on the mound. So the first runner of the game, Radomski gets a sizable lead over there, held by Daler, and Weber will step off and soft toss over to the bag. Brooks Marquardt, coach over at third base. Radomski again with his lead, and the first pitch to Preisinger catches the inside corner for a strike, 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Daler, Meyer, Gertz, Taugis on the infield for the Pioneers. Eichens, Bozer, Harold in the outfield. Kummet catching, Weber on the mound, and he turns and wheels and throws over to first. Radomski scrambles back. Jack Siebert, the catcher, on deck. Preisinger batting cleanup, 0-1 count. And the set by the righty Weber. Ground ball to Gertz. Gertz to first, inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors. The two-out walk is stranded at first. And after a half an inning in game two, it's Maple Lake nothing. We'll meet the Pioneer order when we come back.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Due to your activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Lane Gertz, the shortstop, to lead off for the Pioneers. Bottom of the first inning. No score. Piers Maple Lake in game number two. Tony Gels on the mound. And he delivers strike one. Right-hander Gels out there. Kicks into the windup, fouled off the end of the bat, quickly 0-2. Aaron Weber on deck, then Noah Bozer, Matt Kummet, Cody Meyer, Teddy Daler. Then Ethan Lochner will start as the designated hitter today. Lochner will bat as the DH. Low, 1-2. And Ethan is batting for Nick Harold in right field. Colton Eichens will hit eighth and play left, and then Matt Taugis will bat ninth and play third. Low, 2-2 to Lane Gertz, leading off the first. Defensive alignment for the Irish pretty much the same as game one, except for the pitcher and first baseman. Preisinger and Gels just switched spots. Everybody else is the same. There's a chopper to third. Moss up with it. Long throw, got him. Nice play by Moss at third on a slow two hopper. Gertz retired, one away. Brings up the pitcher, Aaron Weber. That one was right off the end of the bat, off the bat of Lane. Here's Weber, 3 hits in game one. Bunt single and 2 sharp singles to right. Gels starts Weber off with a fastball down the middle for a called strike. 0-1. Piers winning game one, 8-4. And we're just underway in the bottom of the first now. It's Piers, the home team. Breaking ball, good, sharp breaking ball by Gels. Had Aaron over the top of that, and it's 0-2. Noah Bozer on deck. What a gorgeous day. Here's the two-strike pitch. Weber chases it in the dirt. He'll force Siebert to throw, and he does, and Weber is a strikeout victim. Two outs. That was really a sharp breaking ball, and Aaron really went after that outside and low for Gels' first strikeout. And it brings up Noah Bozer, who had an RBI triple in the seventh inning of game one. He went 1-for-4. Drove in his ninth run of the year, his third triple. Watches low from Gels, ball one. On deck is Matt Cummett. 1-0 pitch from the righty, Gels. Stroke fair down the line, right field. Bozer will check up with a two-out single. Just fair inside the first base bag, and the Pioneers have their first hit and first runner on a two-out hit to right. And now the catcher, Matt Cummett. Matt with an RBI double in the seventh inning in game one. He also had a two-run single in the fifth and an infield single in the third along with a bunt. He was 3-for-3, drove in three. 1-on, 2 outs for the Pioneers. See if Bozer is turned loose here on the bases. Draws a throw from Gels. Gels, outstanding three-sport athlete, quarterback there, very fine football team, and starter on the basketball team. Fastball, little off the corner to the left-handed hitting Matt Cummett, 1-0. 2 outs, bottom of the first here at Maple Lakes Irish Stadium. Piers taking game one, 8-4. Gels comes set. Bozer steps off his lead. There he goes. The pitch popped up behind third down the line and left. Moss won't get to it. It drops against the fence down the left field line for strike one. So it's a 1-1 count. Bozer was running. No chance for Malachek to get to that either. Actually went deeper than I thought. I thought that Moss might have a play on that, but boy, it was almost down to where the catcher is positioned down along the bullpen area in the left field line. Ball and a strike. Bozer at first on a two-out single. Held by Preisinger, and here's the pitch. Left outside. 2-1. Good fastball there from Gels, just missed. Rademski in right. Malachek in left, and the center fielder is Greg Gibbenhain. He's playing straight away. Turn, and Bozer dives back in. Rick Shabluski coaching at first. Dan Sayre at third for the Pioneers. Gels accepts the sign from Siebert. The 2-1 pitch to Cummett. Long pause. There goes Bozer. The pitch is grounded to the right side. Haney to his left. Cleanly up with it. And the inning's over. Cummett grounds out to second to end the inning. Piers, no runs, one hit. They leave Bozer aboard. And at the end of one in game two, Maple Lake nothing, Piers nothing.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive fire insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
All right, we're back here at Irish Stadium in Maple Lake after one inning, no score between the Irish and the Pioneers in Game 2. This is now a game that the Irish, if they want to hang in the conference race early in this year, a little more pressure on them as they now are 2-1 in the conference, a game and a half behind the Pioneers in the standings, who improved to 4-0 in conference play with that Game 1 8-4 victory. In the second inning, it'll be Jack Siebert, Nate Moss, and Hunter Malachek, 5, 6, and 7 in the order against Aaron Weber, who walked one batter in the first. He faced four. He threw 14 pitches. So Jack Siebert to bat, the catcher batting fifth. He had an RBI double and was robbed of a hit on a diving catch by Noah Bozer in center. He also walked. First pitch hammered deep to left, but well foul. We hit it out of the ballpark. It had the distance, but hooked it over the wall down the left field line. One long strike to Jack Siebert, leading off in the visiting second for the Irish. 0-1 pitch, Weber to Siebert. Fastball fisted behind first base, long run, and it is in for a hit. A base hit. So Jack Siebert bloops. That's Jack Gruber that's starting in right, not Harold. Gruber starting in right field. So that is the first hit for Maple Lake. Just a bloop single down the right field line. It brings up the third baseman, Nate Moss. And he swings and fouls out of play. One strike. No score. We're in the top of the second inning here in game number two between the Pioneers and the Irish. Both came into this game undefeated in CMC play. There's a ground ball off the glove of Meyer on a wicked hop. Here goes the runner Siebert to third, and checking in is Moss. He rifled that one by Cody Meyer, and it's first and third on back-to-back Irish hits. Brings up the left fielder, Hunter Malachek. So the first scoring threat belongs to Maple Lake here in game two. Bloop single and a line drive single. Barely any time to react for Cody Meyer there at second. It was by him before he knew it. Here's the pitch. Low, stopped by Matt Cummett. One ball. Shadows starting to creep onto the field here. In game one, Malachek had a base hit, a strikeout, and a ground out to short, 1-for-3. Here's the pitch, and it's lined into right, and the Irish on the board. Gruber gets the ball back in. It's an RBI single for Hunter Malachek, and it's 1-0 Maple Lake. They've started the second with three straight hits. And now the designated hitter, Tim Vogel, batting for center fielder Giebenheim. So a bloop, and both the last two hits have really been lasers. Vogel in game one was 0-for-3, and they pick off the runner at second, but safe in. I should say they had the pickoff on. Sliding back in was the runner, Moss. Vogel batting eighth. Nobody out. A run in for Maple Lake in the top of the second. Weber ready and delivers, and a bunt offered at, and it's a strike. One strike now to Tim Vogel. The Irish designated hitter on deck is Tony Gels, the pitcher. Siebert with a single. He went to third on Nate Moss's base hit. And Siebert scored on a Malachek single. Another bluff move to second this time. Careful, Weber looking for something on the ground here. If he doesn't get Vogel on a bunt here. Daler creeps up. There's the bunt up the third baseline. It's right now foul, and Weber keeps it that way. Foul ball bunt. And it's 0-2 to Tim Vogel. Nobody out. The inning has started with three straight singles here for Maple Lake, and they've taken the lead. They had a lead in game one, scoring four in the third to go up 4-3. The Pioneers scored five unanswered runs after that. Two strikes to Vogel. Breaking ball, and Kummet saves a wild pitch. It was down in the dirt, and Matt took it off the chest protector. Ball and two strikes. Lead runner is Moss. The trailing runner, Malachek. Daler plays behind the runner at first. Weber from the set. Checks Moss. Delivers the 1-2 fastball. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. One away. Weber picks up his first strikeout. And it brings up the pitcher, Tony Gels. Batting ninth. Gels 0-3 in game one. Grounded to short, flew to left, and struck out against Cody Meyer. So a big out there for Weber. Time granted. Dusty Strub, the shortstop, top of the order, now awaits on deck. The JV game is played on the field near the high school. We're at Irish Stadium across town. There's a pitch that goes off the plate and skips to the screen. And a wide turn by Moss, and he'll hold and retreat back to the bag at third. Second and third now. One out and a 1-0 count. And Matt Kummet goes out to the mound to converse with Aaron Weber. So the Pioneers now will bring Daler up at first, Talgis up at third, medium, Meyer at second, Gertz at short. With first base now open following the wild pitch. Breaking ball that got away from Aaron. 1-0 fastball inside belt high, and it's 2-0 to the pitcher, Tony Gels, trying to pick up a couple of runs. We're in the top of the second here at Irish Stadium. 1-0 Maple Lake currently. 2-0 fastball fisted back and to the net. 2-1 to Gels. Mark Gruber, who drove the bus, I see him still here, so he hasn't gone to pick up the JV or hasn't gotten word. I don't see any of the JV players here, so apparently they're still over at that ballpark. Now Weber will step off the rubber. Runners retreat. Piers is at St. Cloud at Putz Field against Cathedral on Monday night, their next outing. 2-1 pitch, check swing, didn't mean it, and he taps it foul third base side, and that evens the count at 2-2 to Gels. Maple Lake is scheduled to play Annandale tomorrow. It's a big one in their subsection, but we'll have to watch the weather report. Understand some weather starts expected to move in starting tonight again. But right now it's beautiful. 2-2 pitch, swinging a high chopper off the plate, foul. It took a really high bounce right off home and then dropped in foul territory up the third base line. He would have beat that out. I don't think the runner from third would have come home with the ball hit right in front of him, but if that had stayed fair, Gels was likely to leg that one out. So it's still two balls, two strikes to Tony Gels. One out, runners at second and third. A run is in on the RBI single by Hunter Malachek. Weber readies. Fastball, ground ball towards Gertz. It'll get one run home, on to first, two down, but a run scores. Moss comes home on the Gels RBI ground out. Two outs, top of the order, Maple Lake shortstop, Dusty Strub on the play. Malachek moves up to third. Strub grounded out to Matt Taugis to start the ball game. 0-1. Two runs in here in the second for the Irish. Trying to add one here, and Weber pops the mitt of Kummet, but it's high for a ball. 1-0. Aaron Weber pauses, fastball hit hard to center. Bolzer's going to have a long run. That's going to get over his head. And it one hops the wall, and Strub can fly. He's around second. He's going to have an RBI stand-up triple. Strub triples to center to make it 3-0. Malachek scores easily. And that'll bring up the second baseman, McCray Haney. A pop up to third in the first inning. So Strub changes spots with Malachek at third. And the Irish have a 3-run lead. Here's the pitch, and Haney takes it up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two down, runner at third. There's one low. 2-0 on deck, Rademski. And the set. That's down and in for ball three. And Weber zips a fastball in for a strike. Three balls, one strike. Piers and Maple Lake doubleheader today. Up high, he walked them. Haney aboard. First and third for Rademski. He walked in the first. And Dan Sayre's going to visit the mound. So runners at the corners now for the Irish. Aaron Weber gave up three straight hits to start the inning. The third of those, the RBI single by Hunter Malachek. Then a run came home on a Gels ground out as David Skiba heads down to the bullpen to start warming up. And then the triple to center by Dusty Strub. Coach Sayre heads back. So here's Rademski, who walked in game one, or I should say in the first inning. He also walked in game one. Chance to bring home another run here. That one is high with a breaking pitch. 1-0. He's the eighth Irish batter of the inning. One ball, no strikes. It was a four-pitch walk to Rademski, and there's the first strike he has seen. 1-1. First and third now for the Irish. That walk is the second issued by Weber in this game. Fastball laced to right center. That's going to get one home. We'll see how fast is McCray Haney. Picked up on the warning track. He's being waved around third. It's a two-run double for Cal Rademski, and it's a five-run inning. Cal Rademski, a two-out, two-run double here in the inning, scoring Strub and Haney. And here's Nick Preisinger, the first baseman, 0-for-1 with an inning-ending ground out to Gertz at short back in the first. So the Irish with a big lead here early. Weber ready in the pitch. In for a strike, 0-1. So Maple Lake bats around in the second as Preisinger becomes the ninth Irish man to come up to the plate. And the guy that started it, Siebert, on deck. 0-1. And Weber will step off the rubber. Pierce is the home team, so they've got the benefit of the last at-bat, but boy, they got some room to make up now. Rademski leads at second. Weber misses inside with a breaking pitch. One ball, one strike. Skiba still in the bullpen warming up, the junior right-hander. Hey, 5 hits in the inning. That one is low. 2 balls and a strike. Rademski brought home 2 with a double to the right center gap. Rolled all the way to the warning track. Strub tripled to the warning track in center. There's low. And Weber now behind 3-1 to Preisinger. 5-0 Maple Lake in the top of the second. Weber looks in to Cummett. Fouled away. Big cut by Preisinger just underneath it. Full count. Full count to first baseman Nick Preisinger. Gruber in right, Bolzer in center, Eichens in left. Looks like Colton battling the sun a little bit out there in left, shielding his eyes with the glove. Here's the 3-2, fastball to first. Knocked down by Daler, but he's going to have to scramble. Throws to the pitcher, got behind Weber. Here comes Rademski. And it's 6-0 Irish. That'll be Rademski scoring on the play on a ground ball to first. It was knocked down by Daler. It rolled out towards second. And then with Weber coming over to cover the throw a little high and behind Aaron, and Preisinger is going to be run for. It's like he got dinged up or strained something. It's going to be Ben Elfman running for Preisinger. Elfman running on a pinch running roll. That'll be ruled an infield single, and then an error scores the run. The batter is Jack Siebert, who lofted a base hit inside the right field line to start this inning. And he chops one to short. Gertz knocks it down. Now he can't find it, and that's an error. And Elfman motors into second, and the inning continues. Second Pioneer error this half inning. And it brings up the third baseman, Nate Moss, who ripped a single past Cody Meyer at second and eventually scored. Boy, the Irish have really put up a big number here in the second. And he swings and misses. Boy, Moss goes up there hacking, and it's 0-1. He took a big rip at that. It was Moss that lined one off Cody Meyer's left hip in game one. He also stroked a 2-run single. So 1-for-3 in game one, 1-for-1 here. And there's a pop-up middle infield. Who wants it? It's Cody Meyer having the catch to end the inning. But 11 men come to the plate. Maple Lake puts up 6 runs on 6 hits. There were 2 Pioneer errors and 2 men left on base. And after 1.5 now, a big lead for Tony Gels and the Irish. It's Maple Lake 6, Piers nothing.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also
for building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Well, a lot of work to do for the Pioneer offense now as they give up one of their bigger innings defensively. 6 runs for the Irish in the top of the second inning on 6 hits and helped out by a couple of Pioneer miscues in the field. So the bottom of the second begins with Piers trailing 6-0 now to Tony Gehls and the Irish. And leading off for Piers, second baseman Cody Meyer, first baseman Teddy Daler, and designated hitter Ethan Lochner do up here in the second. Low ball one. Gehls faced four men in the first, gave up a two-out single to Noah Bozer, threw 14 pitches, registered one strikeout. Fastball chop foul, 1-1 to Cody Meyer. Game one saw Cody go 0-for-4 with an RBI, drove in a run in the first with a ground out. He was the winning pitcher. Ground ball left side, Strub in a hole, up with it, long throw, low throw, Preisinger can't pick it, and Meyer is aboard. That should be an infield hit for Cody Meyer. A ground ball to the hole at short. And Cody Meyer begins the second with an infield single. Second Pioneer hit off Gehls, and it brings up the first baseman, Teddy Daler. Daler had an RBI single in game one. Throw over, Cody's back. He was on base three of his four plate appearances. A first inning RBI single. He walked in the fourth, struck out but reached on a wild pitch in the sixth, and he struck out his other time up. And he takes ball one from Gehls. The DH, Ethan Lochner on deck. 6-0 Maple Lake in the bottom of the second in game two of a doubleheader, and that's high. Two balls, no strikes to Teddy Daler. Strub will play a step up the middle at shortstop. That one's low. Good stop by Siebert. Cody took a step towards second and then thought better of it and held at first. Three balls, no strikes now to Teddy Daler. Pioneers will start to try and chip away here against Tony Gehls in the bottom of the second. Here's the 3-0 pitch, taken all the way and down the middle for a strike. Count becomes 3-1 to Daler. Lochner to follow. Gehls readies and delivers. Fastball high. Sky pop-up. Shallow center. Who's going to take it? It's the second baseman, McCray Haney, in shallow center. In front of Giebenheim, the center fielder who came charging in. And Daler retired. One away. Meyer still at first, and now it's the designated hitter, Ethan Lochner. Batting for right fielder, Jack Gruber. One on, one out now for the Pioneers here in inning number two, the home half of the inning. First pitch fastball in for a strike from Tony Gehls. Looks like a train full of scrap metal going by. Here's the 1-0 fastball. Opposite field, Lochner drives one to right for a hit. Base hit, Ethan Lochner in the right, with Meyer moving up to second, and there are two aboard for the left fielder, Colton Eichen. So Ethan Lochner with a hit. And for Ethan, that's his first base hit of the year. So here's Eichen's batting eighth and playing left, and he takes a Gehls fastball high for ball one. Two on, one out. Piers batting home half of the second, trailing 6-0 to the Irish. Colton checks, and it's low. 2-0. Third baseman Matt Tauges on deck. Two balls, the count. Gehls from the set position. Fastball, good cut, but came up empty. 2-1 to Colton Eichens. Lead runner, Cody Meyer. The runner at first, Ethan Lochner. Ground ball, back to the pitcher. They go to second for one. Relay to first is not in time. Eichens just got in. It'll go as a 1-6 fielder's choice to take Ethan Lochner off the bases, forced out for the second out, Meyer to third, and the batter is the third baseman, Matt Tauges. So there's a throw. Colton dives back in. Seventh grade baseball winning tonight over Holding Ford. A lot to not very much is the report we get.
Come on, Spoonie.
Top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. Runners at the corners, two outs. Gels trying to preserve the shutout, and he misses low, ball one. Maple Lake 6, Piers nothing, two outs, bottom of the second. Game 2. Piers won the opener 8-4. Here's the 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Tauges, fastball, and he waved at it. 1-1, didn't fully commit on the swing. One ball, one strike. Tony Gels gets the sign from Jack Siebert. There goes the runner. Eichens pitches a strike. Siebert's throw is to the shortstop side. He gets away, and here will come Meyer to score. That'll be a stolen base and an error. Meyer comes home to make it 6-1. The pitch was a strike, so it's 1-2 to Tauges. Eichens will get the steal. The run will score on the error off the glove of the shortstop Strub trying to cover. The throw was behind him. He tried to reach back, and it went off his glove into shallow center. Check swing, and he's called out on strikes, and the inning's over. Piers gets one run on two hits. There was one error and one man left on base. At the end of two now, the score is Maple Lake 6. Piers 1.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Back at Irish Stadium, David Skiba is now on the pitch for the Pioneers, and that prompts a couple of fielding changes for the Pioneers as well. Cody Meyer moves over to first base. Aaron Weber goes out to second, and Teddy Daler's out of the ballgame. So Skiba relieves Weber to begin the third, 6-1. Irish with the lead, and the batter is Hunter Malachek, and he takes ball one from Skiba. And the righty's pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Aaron Weber, two innings, six runs, six hits, a strikeout, two walks. Skiba's fastball there is one in for a strike. Bottom third here, due up for the Irish, Malachek, Vogel, Gels. Irish 6, Pioneers 1 in the top of the third. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. Malachek with a second inning RBI single. David missed high. Full count to Malachek, left-handed hitting left fielder. His base hit was the third of three straight hits in a six-run second inning. Swinging a pop-up behind third. It's twisting out of play. Scott Bozer, not nearly the range he used to have. And it eludes Scotty in foul territory. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Skiba fastball. That's grounded up the middle. And backhanded by Weber. Long throw. Won't get it there in time, though. Infield single for Hunter Malachek. Weber with a backhanded play to prevent the ball from going into center, but got very little on the throw, and it's an infield hit for Hunter Malachek to begin the third, hit number 7 for Maple Lake. Now the designated hitter, Tim Vogel, struck out against Weber in the second. First pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Piers winning game 1, 8-4, but a big lead now for the Irish as we approach the middle stanzas of game 2. Irish looking to earn a split here. And in the dirt, runner takes off. Comet's going to have a throw, and he is out at second. Comet picked up a pitch in the dirt and fired a strike to get Malachek. And that is the first out of the inning. Big throw there by Matt Kummet. As Malachek read the pitch in the dirt, took off. But unfortunately for him, the ball was right at the feet of Matt. All he had to do was reach down and pick it up and throw a strike. And it's a ball and a strike to the batter, Vogel, now with the bases empty. And a Skiba pitch is high. 2-1. So the infield single to start the inning is erased on that play. One out, bases empty. 2-1 pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. 2-2 to the DH, Tim Vogel, batting eighth. Right-handed hitter. From the set, breaking ball just inside, close. A full count to Vogel. Top of the third here. Irish with a six-run second inning to chase Weber. Payoff pitch is grounded to Touges on a nice shorthanded stop throw to Meyer for second out. Nice shorthanded pickup there by Matt Touges at third. Two down, and it brings up their pitcher, Tony Gels. Gels, an RBI ground out to short in the second inning. Two outs, bases empty for the Irish here in the third, and Skiba floats a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Skiba to Gels, top of the order, Dusty Straub on deck. Here's the 0-1 fastball, misses well outside. Ball and a strike now. Don't forget, Donkey Basketball is coming to the Memorial Athletic Center. That's this Saturday night. That one is low, 2-1. Expect a packed gymnasium for that. That's always a lot of fun. It's been a couple of years since we've had Donkey Basketball, it appears, but it's there. This Saturday, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 2-2. Top of the order, Straub awaiting on deck. Bases are empty here for the Irish. 2-2 breaking ball rolled foul past the third base coaching box. Skiba in relief of Weber here in inning number 3. Malachek with a leadoff infield single, but then thrown out trying to go on a pitch in the dirt. Comet gunned him down. Then Vogel grounded out to third. Again, the 2-2 Skiba pitch, swing and a miss. Gels out on strikes, and Skiba gets his team back in the dugout. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. Score remains Maple Lake 6. The Pioneers 1.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy?
For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
For the Pioneers, leading off the bottom of the third inning, it's the top of the order. This is the shortstop, Lane Gertz, 6-1 Maple Lake. Here's Gels' first pitch, and Lane leaves, no, a strike called. 0-1. Lane grounded out to third in the first inning. 0-1 here. Here's the Gels offering, breaking ball inside corner, and it's quickly 0-2 to Gertz. Eden Valley Watkins is playing two today at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Rockford is playing two at Holdingford. Gertz hits it back to the mound, gloved by Gels, on to first, one away. One up, one down, and it brings up second baseman Aaron Weber. Three hits in game one. He struck out. He is only at bat here in game two. The other doubleheader today is in Kimball with the Cubs hosting Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Everybody playing two today. That'll happen four times this season. Aaron out in front of that and hooks one foul. 0-1. Weber's starting pitcher only lasts two today and goes back into the field at second base as Skiba pitched the third. Noah Bozer on deck. Piers limited to three hits by Gell so far. Weber knocks it out of play over the first base side, and it's 0-2 now to Aaron Weber with one out, bases empty in the home half of the third. Piers a run on three hits. Bozer a first inning single. Cody Meyer and Ethan Lochner with second inning singles. Fouled in the plate, or at the batter's box, off of Weber. Ball came up and hit Aaron. So it's still 0-2. Maple Lake scored all six of their runs in the second inning on six hits. They have one other hit in the third. They were out hitting the Pioneers 7-3 in this ballgame. 0-2 pitch. Weber watches it low, 1-2. Scrambling to stop it, Siebert. Pioneer softball team is hosting Maple Lake today. Here's an off-speed pitch again in the dirt, and Weber has worked it back to a two-ball, two-strike count. Maple Lake's hosting a track meet today. Girls golf, they're playing here at the Maple Lake Golf Course. There's a deep hole ground ball to short, and Weber has an infield hit. Strub knocks it down but has no play. And Weber reaches on a one-out infield single in the third. His fourth hit of the doubleheader. And now here's center fielder Noah Bozer. He stroked a single down the right field line in the first. Had an RBI triple in game one, and he moves away from an inside pitch. It's 1-0 to Bozer, the left-handed hitting junior center fielder. He also had a great diving catch in game one out in center field. Weber draws a throw and dives back in. Maple Lake 6, Piers 1, one out, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and that one is roped, and that is ruled a foul ball. down the right field line. Noah just pulled it. Ball and a strike. Well, you rarely see Noah not make good contact. He puts a good swing on every time he swings that ball. He's going to square something up. He's going to force you to make a tough defensive play. Ball and a strike now to Noah Bozer. Brother Ben in Bemidji State played at St. Cloud yesterday against the Huskies and kind of took it on the chin. Knocked around pretty good by the second-ranked St. Cloud State team. Noah pitched three shutout innings, though. I should say Ben did pitch three shutout innings. Noah lifts one back and out of play, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Noah Bozer. Matt Cummett on deck. Matt's had a good day at the plate. Weber at first, one out. Gels delivers. Bozer watches it off the plate. Ooh, that's a tough one to take with two strikes, but Noah with a good idea of the strike zone. Rule just outside. 2-2. Weber with an infield single aboard at first. Here's the delivery. Off speed, Noah hooks that one. Just got out in front and pulls it down the line and right again. Still two balls, two strikes. Noah Bozer trying to move Weber over. Here's Gell's delivery. Noah watches it. Siebert knocks it down, and Weber stops it. He went about two steps towards second and opted not to go. So it's a 3-2 count now to Noah Bozer. Noah has a hit in each game here now, so now he has 11 hits on the season. That's tops on the team. His RBI triple in game one gave him 9 RBIs. That's tops on the team. His triple was his third. That's tops on the team. And he came in hitting a team best 474. He was 1-for-4 in game one. He's 1-for-1 here, so 2-for-5. His average might dip a little bit. Right now, he's hitting 400 on the day. Throw over, Weber dives back in. It's a full count to Noah Bozer. Gels ready. Weber dances off the bag at first. Gels delivers, and it's outside, ball 4. Bozer takes a walk, and it's runners at first and second for Matt Cummett. Matt had 3 hits, 3 RBIs in game 1. He is 0-for-1 with a ground out to second in game 2. Cummett came into today hitting .389. Picked up his first double of the year in that game 1. Takes it low, ball 1 from Tony Gels. Irish leads 6-1, but the Pioneers putting something together here in the third. 2 on, 1 out. Preisinger will play behind Bozer at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Cummett. Fastball grounded right side. Haney will go to Strub for 1. Relay to Preisinger is in time, and they turn 2. Nicely done by the Irish. 4-6-3, and that ends that threat. No runs. There was a hit. One man left on base. That takes us into the fourth inning. It's Maple Lake leading Piers 6-1.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details apply.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. a locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Welcome back to Irish Stadium in Maple Lake, where Maple Lake, trying to earn a split of this doubleheader, lead the Pioneers 6-1 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Pierce taking game one 8-4. David Skiba will start his second inning on the mound, and he faces the top of the order, Dusty Strub, who banged an RBI triple last time up, and he's grounded out to third. And the first pitch in for a strike, 0-1. David gave up a leadoff single to Hunter Malachek, but Kumet threw him out. There's a ground ball to Gertz. On to first, one away. Lane throws out Strub, one out. That'll bring up the second baseman, McCray Haney. 6 runs on 7 hits with 1 Irish error. They've left 3 on. Pioneers have a run, 4 hits, 2 errors, 3 left as well. Haney at the plate, 0-1 with a run and a walk. Take strike one from Skiba. Haney walked and scored in the second inning. Popped up to Matt Tauges at third base in the first. Fastball a little bit low. 1-1. David Skiba, 1 strikeout last inning. He faced the minimum 3. Here's the 1-1 breaking ball outside. 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Haney with Rademski on deck. All 6 Irish runs in the second. Here's the pitch from Skiba, low. 3 balls, 1 strike. We're in the top of the fourth. Irish 6, Pioneers 1. And Haney awaits the 3-1 pitch from David Skiba. It's fastball lifted out of play. Full count now to Haney. I would expect Monday night at Dick Putz Field against number 1 ranked St. Cloud Cathedral that Lane Gertz will get the starting nod. Highly unlikely that they'd come back with Cody Meyer. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. I think the biggest reason, although you'd like to say throw your best against the best, but I think the Pioneers will say, well, we very well could see Cathedral in the subsection, likely to see at some point. We're not going to show him, Cody. And Lane Gertz certainly has shown he's capable. He threw a complete game 2-1 two-hitter over Eden Valley Watkins on Monday. Here's the payoff pitch again. Check swing taken high, ball 4. Did he say he offered at that? Umpire saying he went. It's a strikeout. Haney called out on strikes on what looked like ball 4. 2 down. And it brings up the right fielder, Cal Rademski. And it also brings manager Brooks, coach Brooks Marquardt to home plate. Rademski, a 2-run double in the second. He walked in the first. He had 2 hits, including an RBI double in game 1. So he's doubled in both games of the doubleheader today. And the first pitch is outside, ball 1. 2 outs here in the fourth, a big strikeout for Skiba of Haney. Thought he had ball 4, I thought he had ball 4. Fastball hit, foul down the line and right. Gruber will watch it go into the corner. Ball and a strike now to Rademski. Preisinger is on deck. Here's a high pop-up. Shallow right. Going back is Weber calling for it in front of Gruber, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Rademski pops up to shallow right, and Skiba works a 1-2-3 fourth inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's still Irish 6, Pioneers 1.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Bottom of the fourth inning coming up, and leading off, first baseman Cody Meyer. Maple Lake leads at 6-1 for Tony Gels through three innings. He has struck out two, walked one, allowing a run on four hits, 51 pitches. Meyer with a base hit, and he scored the lone Piers run in the second inning. Takes up and in, ball one, to begin the bottom of the fourth. Irish, all six of their runs in the second inning. They scored six runs, six hits, were helped out by two errors. Low ball two. Meyer, Skiba, and Lochner do up for Piers here in the bottom of the fourth. Piers got their run in the bottom of the second inning. Fastball down the middle for a strike. 2-1 to Cody Meyer. Infield single, and eventually scored on an error. There's a fastball hit in the air to center, right at Maple Lake center fielder Greg Giebenhain. And there's one away. Giebenhain hasn't been real busy out in center, but that ball was right at him. One down, and it brings up the pitcher, David Skiba. He started as the designated hitter in game one. He's batting as the pitcher here in game two. And he takes it low, ball one from Tony Gels. Piers trailing 6-1, bottom of the fourth. Fastball inside corner for a strike. 1-1. Ethan Lochner on deck. Gels rocks back into the windup. Low. 2-1 to Skiba. Gels accepts the sign and comes home. Fastball. Skiba hits it off the end of the bat, and it squirts foul up the first base line. Two balls, two strikes. Base hits for the Pioneers. Weber, Bozer, Meyer, and Lochner. All singles in this game. Breaking pitch, strike three. Skiba caught looking, and Gels registers his third strikeout. Two outs in the inning brings up the designated hitter, Ethan Lochner, who poked a single to right for his first hit of the year in the second inning. He was forced out on a ground ball by Eichens. So two outs, bases empty for Lochner, batting for Jack Gruber as the designated hitter. Gehl's first pitch chopped off the plate in front of home, picked up by Gehl, throws, and the inning's over. Gehl's makes quick work of the Pioneers in inning four, and at the end of four, score remains Maple Lake 6, Piers 1.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. Maple Lake 6, Piers 1, leading off first baseman Nick Preisinger against David Skiban. It's ball one low. 6-1 Irish. Preisinger, Siebert, Moss do up for the Irish against David Skiba. Fastball, there's a good knee-high pitch, and it's 1-1. Preisinger singled in the second, bounced out to Gertz in the first. And David misses low, two balls and a strike. Skiba has faced the minimum six batters he's faced in two innings now. Gave up a leadoff infield single to Hunter Malachek in the third, but Malachek tried to advance on a pitch in the dirt, and Matt Kummet threw him out. And David's gotten everybody since then. There's a ground ball, left side, big hop for Gertz. Lane to first, one away. Preisinger grounding to Lane Gertz to lead off the fifth. And it brings up the catcher, Jack Siebert. Base hit, and he's reached on an error. One for two. He scored one of the six runs and had one of the six hits in that big second inning for the Irish. Breaking ball, missed just a bit inside. 1-0 to Siebert. He can put a good swing on the ball here from what we've seen today. He's hit some long foul balls and takes ball two there. He had a clean single, sharply hit in the second inning. And he had an RBI double. And he lined out to center as well in game one. There's a fastball hit in the air to center. Bozer's going back, still going, looking up. Bozer at the wall, and it's against the wall. Siebert trucks into second with a double. A long fly ball double off the bat of Jack Siebert. Noah made a good effort. He had his eyes locked on that one all the way. He just couldn't catch up to it. He was about a half step shy. So it's a one-out double for Siebert, and it brings up the third baseman, Nate Moss, who's one for two, singled and scored in the second, also popped a second in the second. And there's a ball to the screen, and going to third is Siebert. Just ticked off the top of the glove of Kummet. So a runner at third with one out for the Irish here in the fifth, trying to add to a 6-1 lead. Infield now comes in. Fastball up and away. 2-0. Left-handed hitting, Nate Moss. Hunter Malachek now on deck. Fastball hit in the air. Center field should be deep enough. Getting set to tag Siebert. Bozer with the catch. Tagging and coming home is Siebert, and it's 7-1. Sacrifice fly, RBI for Moss. No chance for Bozer in center. And that brings up left fielder Hunter Malachek with the bases empty and two outs. Two for two today with an RBI single and a run. So David Skiba delivers, and it's popped up left side, playable for Taujus. Matt has it to end the inning. But the Irish add a run on a double, a wild pitch, and a sack fly, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now Maple Lake 7 and the Piers Pioneers 1. We'll be back. We've got more baseball action from Irish Stadium, bottom of the fifth, coming up.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Colt Nations leads off the fifth inning for the Pioneers against Tony Gels, and he's ahead in the count. 3 balls, no strikes. Eichens, Taujus, and Gertz here against Gels. Irish lead 7-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Colton grounded back to the pitcher in the second. Takes a strike on the 3-0 pitch, and it's 3-1. Gels has struck out 3. He's walked 1 and now thrown 65 pitches. Number 66 is outside, ball 4. A leadoff walk puts Colton Eichens aboard. And it brings up third baseman Matt Taujus. Matt called out on strikes in the second. He is 0-1. Irish with a 7-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Piers took game 1, 8-4. Eichens did steal a base first time he was on, and Gels zips a fastball in for a strike to Taujus, 0-1. Top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. Here's Taujus lifting a fly ball towards left, coming in and making the catch is Malachek, and Eichens has to hustle back to the bag. He was 3/4 of the way to second. Taujus flies to left, one away. Brings up the shortstop, Lane Gertz. He has grounded a third and back to the pitcher. 0-2 in this ball game. Lane was 0-1 in game 1, and he hits a clean single to left. He jumped on that pitch and rips it through the left side. A clean single for Gertz. First and second. And Eichens moves to second. And it brings up the second baseman, Aaron Weber. So first and second with one out for the Pioneers. That is their fifth hit off Tony Gels. All singles. Weber has a base hit and a strikeout in this one. He chops this one to third. They go to second for one. The relay not in time. Out on the bases is Gertz for the force out. He's the second out. As Moss goes to Haney for the force at second on the fielder's choice. So Weber safe at first. Eichens to third. Runners at the corners. Two outs for Noah Boser. Noah has a walk and a single in this one. Pioneers need something out of this inning. And Noah grounded to first. Preisinger one step to the bag, and the Pioneers come up empty. No runs, one hit, two left. That completes five innings here at Irish Stadium in Game 2 with the Irish leading the Pioneers 7-1.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
We're moving to the top of the sixth inning at Irish Stadium with Maple Lake leading Piers 7-1 in Game 2 of a doubleheader, and leading off for the Irish, Tim Vogel, number 8 hitter against David Skiba. And the first pitch is low, ball one. 7 runs on 8 hits, an error for the Irish, a run, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Pioneers. Vogel's 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out to third. Grounded foul to first. Evens the count at 1-1. David Skiba has allowed a run in 4 innings of relief. He's given up 1 run on 2 hits. He has struck out 2, hasn't walked the batter. He took over from Aaron Weber to begin the third. Here's a 1-1 fastball, laced to center. Will it hang up for Boser? Yes, it will. Hard hit ball right at Noah Boser, one away. And that brings up the pitcher, Tony Gels. Gels drove in a second inning run with a ground out to Lane Gertz at short. He also struck out against Skiba in the third. And David floats one high, ball one to start this at bat. Top of the order and Dusty Strub on deck. Pierce down by 6. Pitch is low, 2-0 to Gels. Pioneers took game one, 8-4, and the Irish trying to get the split out of this doubleheader. 2-0 pitch, high, well over the head of Gels, 3-0. There's one away in the top of the sixth inning. That game one win for Piers was the first loss of the year for the Irish. They'd started 4-0, they're now 4-1. That pitch in for a strike, 3-1 to Gels. Here's David Skiba. Fastball, fisted foul. Third base side, and the count is now full to Tony Gels. 3-2. Shadows getting long out here on Irish Field. Number 9 batter. Here's the 3-2 pitch, high, and it's a walk. A one-out walk. First walk given up by David Skiba. Gels trots to first. And it brings up the top of the order, the shortstop, Dusty Strobe. RBI triple in the second inning. He banged one off the center field wall. Part of that 6-run second inning. We're going to get a runner for the pitcher, Gels. A runner is David Goose. Goose for Gels on the courtesy run. Top of the sixth inning, one on, one out, throw over, and Goose back in. Meyer playing first base. one for three in this one. An RBI triple and two groundouts to the left side. And that pitch missed inside. Ball one to Strub. He'll be followed by McCray Haney in the Maple Lake batting order. Skiba sets. Goose, not much of a lead. Fastball hit him. Got him about hip area. And Strub is aboard. And the courtesy runner, David Goose, moves up to second. First and second now for second baseman McCray Haney. 0 for 2, a walk and a run in this one for Haney. Meyer will play behind Strub at first. Here's the pitch, and it's high. Ball one. Rademski now on deck as the Irish get into the meat of their order. Starting to chill down a little bit here. Skiba's 1-0 fastball catches the inside corner about knee high. 1-1 to the left-handed hitting McCray Haney. There's one out. Tim Vogel lined out to Noah Bozer in center to start the sixth. Then a walk and then a hit batter. High. 2-1 to Haney. Irish 7. Pioneers 1. One out, sixth inning. Skiba comes set. Checks the lead runner, Goose. And comes home. Fastball bunted. Third base side. Skiba picks it up. Throws. He's not going to get it there in time. It's going to be a bunt single for McCray Haney. He just pushed that bunt to the third base side and beats it out for a bunt single. And they are loaded for Cal Rademski. So Haney pushes a bunt to third and legs it out. Maple Lake's ninth hit today. And Rademski, who drove in two with a double in the second, bats in a big spot here for Maple Lake, and he takes ball one low from Skiba. Rademski could really bust this game open. In at the corners, double play depth up the middle. Fastball hit hard to center. Bozer was playing deep, comes on, makes the catch. Runner got a late tag. The throw is to the mound, and holding at third is Goose. He did not get a good tag on that. It's a fly to center off the bat of Rademski for out number two. Little bit of a base running mistake there by David Goose. He did not set up the tag right away, and it cost him a chance to score a run. And with two outs, the first baseman Nick Preisinger bats. Low, Kummet keeps it close. 1-0, runner has to hold. Boy, if Skiba can get out of this inning, it keeps a flicker of hope alive for the Pioneers. But Preisinger could bust it open just like Rademski had the chance. The 1-0 pitch in for a strike. 1-1 to first baseman Nick Preisinger. He is 1-for-3 in this ballgame. He singled in the second. His other two trips, he has grounded out to Lane Gertz at shortstop. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded, two outs. Fastball right at the knees for a called strike two. He's the cleanup batter for the Irish. On deck would be Jack Siebert, who's having a big day at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Skiba ready. Curveball, ground ball to Talges. He'll have a foot race to the bag, and he beats the man there, and he forces out the runner, and the Irish leave the bases loaded. No runs. There was one hit, the bunt single by Haney. They leave three on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Pioneers still with a glimmer of hope by leaving those three men on. It's Maple Lake 7, Piers 1, with the bottom of the sixth coming up. Kummet, Meyer, and Skiba due up.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Shomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality Farm Mutual Insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Shomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Matt Kummet leads off the sixth, taking strike one and then low ball one. 1-1. Maple Lake 7, Piers 1, bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Kummet, Meyer, and Skiba for the Pioneers, trailing by six against Tony Gels. Matt reaches 4-1, lifts it in the air to right, and Rademski is right there, one away. So Kummet now 0-3 in this ballgame. The previous two times he grounded to second, one of those a double play ball. So one away, and it brings up the first baseman, Cody Meyer. For Tony Gels now, 5 1/3 innings, a run on five hits. He has struck out three, walked two. This will be his 75th pitch of the afternoon. And Meyer check swing, and it's ruled a strike, 0-1. Cody, an infield single, and scored the only Piers run in game two with a second inning run. And he flew out to center, leading off the fourth. Fisted in the air. It's going to drift out of play. Gels ahead of Meyer. No balls, two strikes. Colton Eichens is down in the bullpen warming up for the Pioneers. Two strikes to Cody Meyer from Tony Gels. Checked his swing. It broke down and away from Cody, and it's ruled. The appeal says he didn't go. 1-2 to Meyer. Cody, the winning pitcher in game one, an 8-4 Piers victory. He's got one of five hits for the Pioneers off Gels today. Here's the 1-2 fastball, and it's just off the corner. Count goes to two balls, two strikes. David Skiba is on deck. Here's the next 2-2 fastball, and that one kicks in the dirt. Full count now to Cody Meyer. Come on, gals, let's go, dude. Don't move up. Pioneers running out of outs here in this one. Here is the pitch. It's sawed off and rolled over to Strub at short. Up with it. On to first. Two away. Cody Meyer grounds to short for the second out, and it brings up the pitcher, David Skiba. So Skiba to bat. Base is empty, two outs. David batted in the fourth and was called out on strikes. And the breaking ball dropped in for a strike from Gels. 0-1. Piers returns to conference play Tuesday. They go over to El Rosa for their second meeting with the BBE Jaguars. That pitch is just a little up. 1-1 to Skiba. And David chops it foul, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Gels accepts the sign and the 1-2 pitch. David takes it outside. Close pitch. 2-2. There are two outs here in the sixth inning as the Irish closing in on a doubleheader split. Here's the pitch. Fastball chopped to third. Drifting foul played there by Moss in the backhand. Still 2-2. Ready is Gels on the 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count. Another round of doubleheader action comes up a week from tonight. There's a check swing, type slow roller to third. Moss to first, and it got away from Preisinger, and going to first, or going to second, will be Skiba. A little check swing, and Moss's throw low, and Skiba's into second base. I think that's got to be an error on Moss on the throw, huh? Into run, Nick Harold at second base. And we get Jack Gruber, the right fielder, to bat. Gruber batting for Lochner. Harold running, Gruber at the plate. That's the second Maple Lake error this game. They had five in the first one. And Gruber, awkward swing and a miss. 0-1. They've turned the lights on. We might only have about 10 minutes of baseball left. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Coach Sayre wants to visit with Jack, getting his first at-bat, playing right field. Maple Lake has a doubleheader a week from today in El Rosa against BBE. Pioneers will host Kimball a week from tonight in a doubleheader. Gels ready on the 0-1 to Gruber. Fastball in for strike two. Maple Lake in front 7-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning with two outs. Matt Kummet flew to right. Cody Maya grounded to short. Skiba reached on an error. Now he's run for by Harold. We'll see if Eichens pitches the seventh. He was warming up. There's one in the dirt. Good stop by Siebert. 1-2 to Jack Gruber. If he reaches, Eichens is due up. Gels has gone the distance out there for Maple Lake. Here's the pitch on two strikes. Jack grounds it to Strub. He's up with it to first, and we head to the seventh inning. Four Piers, no runs, no hits. One error, one left. We go to the seventh. Maple Lake 7, Piers 1.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrick from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Coach Sayre goes to the bullpen here for the seventh inning. He brings in right-hander junior Colton Eichens to relieve from David Skiba. Going into play left now is Nick Harold. So Eichen's on the mound, Harold now in left. Irish 7, Piers 1 as we go to the 7th inning. And due up for Maple Lake, catcher Jack Siebert, third baseman Nate Moss, left fielder Hunter Malachek. Skiba will go 4 innings, allow a run, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit batter. He kept Piers in the ballgame with 4 pretty good innings. Siebert has a single, a double, and he's reached on an error and scored 2. And he takes one low from Colton Eichens. Top of 7, Irish with the lead. 6 of those 7 runs came in the second. Fastball fisted in the air, playable for Tauges, and he's got it. 1 out. And that'll bring up Maple Lake third baseman Nate Moss. Moss with a single, a pop to second, and a sacrifice fly in this one. 1 for 2 with a run and an RBI. Eichens, first pitch fastball, grounded. Meyer at first, and he beats him to the bag. So Eichens comes out of the bullpen to throw 3 pitches and get 2 outs. And with 2 away, left fielder Hunter Malachek comes up. He's been a tough out today. He's got a couple of hits. RBI in the second. Single in the third. He was 1 for 3 in game 1 as well. Takes ball 1 from junior right-hander Colton Eichens. Fastball low. 2 balls, no strikes. If he reaches, the designated hitter Tim Vogel is due up. 2-0, bases empty. 2 outs. There's one down the middle, planted in by Eichens. 2 balls and a strike. Weber starting. He's still the pitcher of record, going 2 innings. 2-1 fastball hit in the air towards left center, and nobody goes after it. And that'll be a fly ball double for Hunter Malachek. Harold and Bozer kind of stood and looked at each other. And it dropped between them. That was a catchable ball. You'd like to see a little more aggressive play in the outfield. A 2-out fly ball double by Hunter Malachek. His 3rd hit of this game, and it brings up the DH, Tim Vogel. He's 0-for-3. Ground ball, high chopper to Gertz. Lane, 1 hop, over to Meyer, inning over. So that double doesn't hurt the Pioneers as the next batter grounds out to Lane Gertz. No runs, 1 hit. The Irish leave a runner on, and it's the last chance for the Pioneers. They are down 7-1 to Maple Lake. And in the bottom of the 7th, they're due up Colton Eichens, Matt Tauges, and Lane Gertz.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
The pitcher, Colton Eichens, leading off the bottom of the seventh. First pitch a strike, second pitch a ball, 1-1. And there's a ball flared foul down the line in right. 1-2 to Eichens. Maple Lake with a 7-1 lead here over Pierce in the bottom of the seventh. Matt Tauges on deck and then Lane Gertz against Tony Gels. Going the distance, looks like, for Maple Lake. There's one lined into right center, and Eichens hustles to first, takes a wide turn, and then slams on the brakes. A leadoff hit to right center by Colton Eichens. He is now 1-for-2 with a walk, and that hit. Hit number 6 off Gels, and it brings up the third baseman, Matt Tauges, who has struck out and flown to left. And Matt takes one a little bit low, ball 1. 96 pitches now for Gels, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, a run on 6 singles. Tauges watches one in for a strike, 1-1. Pioneers will need a huge rally here in the bottom of the seventh. And there's a line drive into right for a hit. Rademski will play it in. And the inning starts with back-to-back solid singles by the 8 and 9 batters. Matt Tauges drives a base hit. And that's Matt's first hit of the year. He and Lochner have both picked up their first hits of the season here in this second game of the doubleheader. Turns the order over to the shortstop, Lane Gertz. He had a base hit last time up. 1-for-3 in this ball game. First and second, nobody out. Lane leaves one high for a ball. Nobody out. Pioneers in a big hole yet. 7-1. Trying to generate some excitement here. And Gertz lashes one in the left. Base hit. Eichens being waved in. And it's a 7-2 game as Gertz drives in a run. RBI single scores Eichens. Matt Tauges to second. And the batter is Aaron Weber. Aaron's got a base hit, a ground out to third, and a strikeout. And before Weber bats, Brooks Marquardt is coming out, the coach for the Irish, to visit with Gels. So 3 straight solid hits for the Pioneers in the bottom of the seventh gives them 8 hits in the game now, and we'll see if there's going to be a pitching change. All the infielders up on the mound. Eichens with a base hit, Tauges with a base hit, and Gertz with an RBI single. 7-2. They're looking in the dugout, not sure if they see if anybody's ready, or, and they're going to wave in the center fielder. So there is going to be a change here in the bottom of the seventh. So the Pioneers showing a spark of life here in their final at-bat. Coming out of the dugout is Damian Cayley, number 10. He's going to go into the field to left. Hunter Malachek shifts over to center. And the new pitcher coming in from center field is Greg Giebenheim. So, a pitching change for Maple Lake. 7-2 with 2 on, nobody out when we come back.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2522.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
All right, we have a new pitcher. It's right-hander Greg Gibbenheim coming in from center. Damian Kaley now in the game in left. And the first batter that Gibbenheim will see is Aaron Weber, and he takes ball one outside. First and second, a run is in. It's 7-2 Maple Lake by five now. Nobody out. With Boser on deck, Weber at the plate. The 1-0 pitch sails high. It's 2-0 to Aaron Weber. He had a third inning single. He's also grounded a third and struck out in this ballgame. So Gels goes to first base, it looks like. That pitch is in for a strike. 2-1. So Kaley would be into Preisinger's spot in the lineup. Here's the 2-1 pitch, Gibbenheim. Ball stroked up the middle, base hit. We'll watch Tauges. He's being held at third, and that is four straight hits for the Pioneers. Tauges to third, Gertz to second, and Weber with a base hit to center. Loading the bases for Noah Boser. A single, a walk, and a ground out to first in this one. And just like that, the potential tying run is now on deck. Gibbenheim ready. First pitch. Boser rips it. He hit that one ball. It's deep. It's over the head and right. One runs home. Gertz being waved home. Weber and Boser overrun second. They throw behind him and safe at second. Oh, boy. That had disaster on it for Noah. He was running with his head down thinking he had a triple. He didn't realize that Weber had been held at third, but he was able to get back to the bag. A two-run double. Tauges and Gertz score. Weber to third. And it's 7-4, and Matt Cummett the batter. And Gibbenheim delivers a strike. The Pioneers with a big seventh-inning rally. Still nobody out, but they still are down three now. Here's the Gibbenheim pitch. Sails up high. 1-1 to Matt Cummett. Five straight hits. That closes the book on Gels. Outside, 2-1. Matt is 0-3. He's grounded to second twice and flown to right in this ballgame. Weber at third, Boser at second. Nobody out, three runs in. Gibbenheim facing Cummett. Here's the pitch, 2-1, and he checked in time. It broke down and in, and it's a 3-1 count to the catcher, Matt Cummett. On deck is Cody Meyer. This is the final half inning, the home half. So the Pioneers trying to take advantage of the last at-bat here. Here's the 3-1. Gibbenheim, fastball, pulled foul past Rick Shibluski in the first base box. And it's a full count to Matt Cummett. Colton Eichens, Matt Tauges lead off with singles. An RBI single for Gertz. A single by Weber, a two-run double by Boser that got over Rademski's head and right. And now the 3-2 to Matt Cummett. Opposite field, Kaley coming in, dives, makes a shoestring catch. Oh, what a play by Kaley. If that one skips by him, Cummett runs for a long time. A sinking liner catch for the first out. A big play in left field by Damian Kaley, who just came into the ballgame. And now, first baseman Cody Meyer to bat. 1-3 with a run scored for Cody. Here's the pitch. Meyer pops it up. right side of the infield. Gibbenheim calls for it between the mound and first. He's got it for the second out. And that leaves the Pioneers to their final out, and we're going to get Teddy Daler to bat. Re-entering the ball game, Teddy Daler started the game at first base. He is 0 for 1. He popped up to second, and his only at-bat in this one. He did have an RBI single in game one and a walk. Second and third. He's the tying run right now. But two big outs there. The biggest one, though, was that Kaylee catch. Daler takes it up for a ball. 1-0. That would have got both Weber and Bozer home and brought Komet at least to second in scoring position. And the pitch. Daler chops it foul. One ball, one strike. Gibbenheim trying to close the door here. It was almost a foregone conclusion coming in, a 7-1 lead, but the Pioneers have given themselves a chance with five hits in the inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch, Gibbenheim. Daler takes a close pitch outside, 2-1. Ethan Lochner has moved on deck, so he'll re-enter the game as the DH. Here's the 2-1 Gibbenheim pitch to Daler. Swing and a miss. 2-2, and the Pioneers are down to their final strike. 2-2 to Teddy Daler. We'll do a very brief wrap-up after this game because we got to get on the bus. I don't think they'll wait for me. Well, I hope they would. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball sails high. Full count now to Ted Daler. Gibbenheim, not a big kid. About Jack Gruber size. Full count pitch to Daler with first base open. The wind, the delivery, high. No, strike three called. Ball game. Gibbenheim strikes out Daler looking, and the final score, Maple Lake 7, Piers 4. They split the doubleheader. We'll wrap this one up when we come back.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
So Maple Lake and Piers split a doubleheader today. Piers taking game one 8-4, while the Irish take the nightcap 7-4. For the Irish, they score 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They strand 7. Winning pitcher is Tony Gels, 6-plus innings. He allows 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Greg Gibbenheim works 1 inning in relief, no runs, 2 hits, and gives up no walks. He strikes out 1. The loss tagged to the starter, Aaron Weber. He went the first 2, allowed 6 runs, 6 hits, a strikeout, 2 walks. David Skiba worked 4 innings, allowed a run on 3 hits. Colt Nichens worked a scoreless 7th. A 6-run second inning for Maple Lake. They scored 6 runs on 6 hits. They added a sacrifice fly in the 5th off the bat of Nate Moss for their 7 runs in this game. Piers got a run on an error, Cody Meyer scoring in the 2nd. They scored 3 runs on 5 hits in the 7th. An RBI single by Lane Gertz, a 2-run double by Noah Bozer. They left runners at 2nd and 3rd, and the final out represented the tying run, a strikeout of Teddy Daler. So they split a doubleheader here in Maple Lake. Next game for the Pioneers is at St. Cloud's Dick Putz Field Monday night. They get number 1 ranked St. Cloud Cathedral under the lights in St. Cloud. Hope you can join us then. Again, the final in game 2, Maple Lake 7, Piers 4. Thanks for listening on You Are There Sports.